And I am Mike Hagan. Thanks so much for joining me. You're listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, music of the world. It's more than radio. It is your community radio right here on KOPN 89.5 FM. Also on the web at www.kopn.org. And what do we got? I don't know. It's about a minute or so before 9 o'clock on typical Friday, Sunday, I guess a summer morning. Going to be hot and sunny all weekend, probably into the week next week. Hi, Phil. And let me say, before we get things going here, I want to thank, I would like to thank the people who supported us last week during the pledge drive. That includes underwriters, all the people that came down here to the station and brought us good fun stuff to eat and drink, all of the community members who donated from their pocketbooks and did what they needed to do to help keep KOPN stay on the air. We come to you guys out there in the community once or twice, oh, I guess a couple, three times a year probably, and raise money for the station. It was a successful drive last week, and I appreciate everybody who came out and helped, okay? Also, Dave Angle, thanks to Dave for coming on down last week, playing a little bit of music and supporting the station as well. It's always fun to have people come on down and say hi. Dave actually wrote a really cool little song for KOPN that he played on the air, and I'm in the process of turning that into a little promo or something like that. So anyway, Dave Angle, great local talent, and good friend too. Thanks, Dave, if you're out there. And one more thing, congratulations to KOPN in general for a remarkable feat. Last Saturday, Sunday, there was a challenge, I guess, that that KOPN sort of took up, and it was to try to interview more people in a 24-hour period than had ever happened before. The general manager here, Sean Spence, started at noon on Saturday and went 24 hours in the studio here with nothing but a few breaks, you know, to use the bathroom and stuff. But anyway, was in here for 24 hours and interviewed over 400 people. I think it was 420-some people over the course of the day, and people from all different walks of life and you know, different parts of our community. But it was really kind of a wild idea, but it turned out to be really cool, and I was thrilled to be a part of it. I came down at like 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, or I guess Sunday morning, and there was still a line out to the, you know, out to the front steps, and people were coming in after the bars closed and raising hell and doing all kinds of funny things with Sean. So anyway, that was great. Congratulations to everybody who put that together. And yeah, KOPN will now be in the next printing of the Guinness Book of World Records. So that's kind of cool. My guest in the studio today is Phil Sean Jackson. I'm Johnson, pardon me. Phil Sean Johnson is a local musician, super talented drummer, currently plays the drums for Violet and the Undercurrents. Well, she's a real gifted musician, but she teaches around town, and she's involved with a lot of different things in the community here, just sort of a mover and a shaker here around town. So she's here with me today, so why don't we say hi to Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hello, everyone.
All right,
thanks,
great.
Thanks for tuning in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming down to see me, Phil.
Thanks for the invitation.
Well, I've been doing this program now for about a couple months or so, and the idea is to bring in local, regional folks that are in the entertainment scene, primarily music, but you know, we'll kind of keep it open a little bit. But
yeah, it's great.
But this worked out great because I don't know, a week or so ago, somebody told me that there was a big project coming up that you're involved with tomorrow night. As a matter of fact, the Jane Doe Review.
Yeah.
So yes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Is this how many years has this been going on?
This is the second year.
All right.
Second summer. Last year, we did our first show and benefited Planned Parenthood Great Plains. And the females and all the techs and everybody that was involved with it had such a great time that we wanted to make it an annual sort of show. We had talks about trying to pull off another one in the fall, but just logistics, because there's so many women involved in the band. I think there's over 30 women, if not awesome. Over 40, between the Columbia show, and we've extended to Kansas City, And so we're starting our Kansas City chapter of the Jane Doe Review, and we're doing a show there next Saturday, the 23rd, at the Record Bar.
All right.
So Violet was on yesterday and with a few other members of the band, and she kind of woke up one day and said, "Hey, I want to do this thing." And I'm like, "Okay, this is, sounds really almost impossible,
right.
Very huge." But started sort of picking it apart, and we ended up with the Jane Doe Review after a long walk in the country on a gravel road. And we started contacting various women from the Columbia music scene, because, you know, most of the time we're all mixed up in our own projects, you know, one singer per band and sort of scenarios, and we've never been able to all get together and play. So
and this is you're billing it as an orchestra, really, right?
So
everybody's sort of one big large group.
Yes, so there's a string section, there's a horn section, there's backup singers.
Oh yeah.
Two drum sets, three different,
one of which you'll be occupying, I imagine.
Yes, I'll be on one. Two different bass players, two different piano players. There's a multiple of singers, lead singers coming out and singing all the songs. Some of the backing band will also be singing. There's MCs and sign language interpreters, and the only thing we're missing is dancers. So next, you know, we need a bigger space and more room for dance routines.
Well, you got the Blue Note, so there ought to be some room down there for people to come down and dance.
Oh yeah,
Maybe they won't be on the stage with you, but they'll be jamming down there in the pit. So
that's right.
Well, I'm looking at the one of the images that you sent me yesterday, and I mean, if there's a young woman around town, not necessarily young, but if you're a woman artist in the music scene around town and you're not on this list, I'm missing you, I guess, because it looks like everybody, at least that I can come up with, is gonna be present and accounted for tomorrow night.
Yes, yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful band, and we just, I mean, the rehearsals were just so much energy and so fun. I can't wait to bring it to the stage so everyone can see. It's a blast.
Okay, so you mentioned Violet. For people who aren't familiar with Violet, Violet Vondahar is the front woman singer for Violet and the Undercurrents.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you talk a little bit about Violet, because she's obviously kind of the driving force behind this.
Yeah, so Violet, like I said earlier, she dreamed up the concept for this band. She is a local music teacher, songwriter. She's been around here for since
beautiful
she was
vocalist.
Yeah, she grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
Her first gig was at Earth Day when she was 9 years old. So she's been teaching and playing for a very long time and just trying to be a good role model for everybody, not just young girls, but young boys too, and just writing wonderful music.
Well, I heard last night Corey was on the air with Violet and a few of the other ladies, I think, that you mentioned, and they played some songs, and there was at least one young woman in the studio that I heard talking, and
Lucy Goldberg.
Yeah, Lucy, and it was really cool to listen to her talk about her fears, as well as how the community and the women that she's been mentored by and learning from, how much encouragement and help that they've given her, and she's really unfolding into quite a young musician.
Oh wow, yeah, Lucy is super talented, and she's going to be a freshman in high school.
Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She, we met Lucy when she was taking lessons at the Columbia Academy of Music.
Mm, sure.
When Wes Wingate owned that space
down there at the bridge. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, she was a young little girl. I think she was like 5 or 6 years old at the time, and just had this beautiful voice right away. So she started with Violet. She's been with Violet since she was 5 or 6.
That's awesome.
But, you know, she can play piano, she can play the cello, she can play guitar now. Wonderful songwriter, too. Yeah. So the band, the Jane Doe itself, Violet and I, when we were on that long walk, we wanted to have a name that could represent any woman.
Sure, I like
at
it.
At any age, any class, any race. that, you know, because the band changes depending on who's available to be in it for those dates.
Right.
So it's a really amazing thing that we've got, you know, young girls in the band. One of the girls, Maddie, in the horn section, I believe she's 14.
Is that right?
So, and then, you know, we've got Debbie DiAgostino in the band this year singing, doing a Mavis Staples tune. And, I mean, it's just a wide range of women coming together.
Yeah, Debbie's almost like the matriarch of women singers around these parts.
Right.
We're certainly up there with them.
It's really special, you know, those first couple of rehearsals, you know, she came in and...
That's awesome.
It was just like, we felt like, I don't know, the earth just sort of just opened up and there was this beautiful voice that came out and... We all kind of had to stay in attention a little bit, you know. We're all playing, you know, because the first rehearsal, everybody's super nervous, you know. Everybody's like, do you know your part? yeah, you know. And then as soon as we counted off the songs, it's like, boom, it just falls right into place. It's really, really cool.
Let me ask you a little bit about that. So when you're trying to organize 30 musicians plus, do you guys get the song list to each other beforehand and everybody tries to kind of learn their part and then you bring it together?
Yeah, so there are Janine, who was on the show last night with Violet, she's kind of the string section leader, and she did a lot of the horn arrangements. Her and Nancy Dietz, who's also playing bass. Nancy Dietz is probably one of the most amazing women in town. We don't know who she is.
Right.
She plays bass in the Columbia Jazz Orchestra.
That's right, yeah.
But she also plays piano, and she sings beautifully, and she plays the saxophone. And, I mean, she's, you know, she's like the all over the place in the show. Like, you look up, and Nancy's on saxophone, and then you look up again, she's on a bass, or she might be on the keyboard, or anyway. So the two of them did a lot of the horn arrangements prior to rehearsals and kind of set those charts up online so everybody could download them. And
well, that's cool. Yeah, you can share everything online.
Yeah,
now, so,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what's so great. Google Docs. I never heard of this until Jane Doe Review. Violet started making all these different spreadsheets and all this stuff. I mean, it's so organized. It's crazy.
Right.
But you know, we send
out. Well, you probably got to be, I guess.
Yeah. We really do, especially that we extended to Kansas City because that's a whole other batch of singers.
Right.
And a few musicians who are sitting in with the band. And eventually there'll probably be more musicians sitting in with the band rotating around to, you know, just
well,
to
you
open
never
it
know.
Up.
I mean, you might end up having Jane Doe Reviews pop up in other places.
Exactly.
You know, where you have local gangs doing it on their own. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of the part of the vision. But I can see it catching on. It's really really a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
Well, we've got. Speaking of being organized, I got a song list here.
All right.
A playlist that you got me. I think that Violet put together. Why don't we play something that's kind of indicative of what people will be hearing tomorrow night, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Okay?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, cool. What do you want to hear?
Anything off the list is great, I tell you.
All right.
What you got pulled up there?
I'm going to start off with People Don't Get What They Deserve.
Oh, that song is so great. And, you know, I have a special place in my heart for Sharon Jones.
Right.
She came here and played, I want to say, about 10 years ago, and I got to meet her, and
awesome.
I'm just so happy that I did. So, yeah, this is a really cool song.
All right,
if you haven't heard it.
We will play a song by Sharon Jones here called People Don't Get What They Deserve. Before that, I've got to do a quick underwriting spot from Broadway Brewery. And I would also say you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. And the open mic is me, and the door's open as well. So if you're involved in the Jane Doe Review and you're close to 915 East Broadway, come on down and stop in and say hi. We keep the door open here on Friday mornings, and you never know who pops in. So anyway, let's take care of this, and then we will hear from Sharon Jones.
This program is brought to you by listener support and a donation from Broadway Brewery. Broadway Brewery features a rotating seasonal menu highlighting local fare, as well as 12 rotating house-made beers. Downtown and downstairs at 816 East Broadway, or on the web at broadwaybrewery.com.
Come what each one shall. well earned. And if I worked hard, nobody could hold me. And cheaters will fail, that's what we all learn. Sweat of other men's labor as he sips his champagne and lays in the sun. Money don't follow sweat. Money don't follow rain. Money don't follow beat or rhythm.
People don't get what they deserve. People don't get what they deserve.
There is a man who like a saint,
so fierce.
He watched from daybreak to dead in the night.
Work, work.
He's never stolen, he's never been lazy.
In his life,
to feed his children is always a fight.
Work, 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 work.
I try to do right by all of God's children.
There it is, Sharon Jones, and what's the rest of her band's name? I forget.
The Dap Kings.
The Dap Kings, that's right. Sharon Jones, the Dap Kings, and people don't get what they deserve. You know, once in a while they do, but...
That's right.
not usually, I agree. this is Mike Hagan. You're listening to Open Mic Radio. My guest in the studio today is Phil Sean Johnson.
Hello.
Hey, Phil. And Phil is a... I would call you a jazz drummer, I think, probably before I would call you anything else. But she's definitely plays lots and lots of different styles of music. You play anything other than the drums?
I play a little bit of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I write most of my songs. Play bass. Tiny bit of keyboard. And sing. And I always wanted to learn a horn, but just never got around to it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the University of Missouri and got to play in the concert jazz band from, I want to say, 2008 to 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're at Mizzou?
At Mizzou. But, you know, my first love is soul music and rock and roll music, man. Mm-hmm. So the three kind of just make my style, you know, what it is, whatever it is.
did you grow up around here?
I did not grow up in Columbia. I was born in Lexington, Missouri, and my parents are from two different places, too. My dad's from Odessa, Missouri,
uh-huh.
and my mom's from Norbern. But I grew up mostly in Kansas City. Moved there when I was 9,
uh-huh.
and moved to Columbia when I was 21.
Brothers, sisters?
I have two brothers, yeah, an older brother and a younger brother.
Right on.
So right in the middle.
Let me ask about... musical influences in your family. Was there any music being played or your parents musicians or anywhere else in the family?
All the time. Music all the time. Mm. There was never an event where there wasn't a radio on or tapes playing back then.
Yeah.
but my dad played percussion in the middle school band, and my mom I think she played clarinet, actually. But my mom's a dancer. She's a singer or a musician per se, but she's got lots of rhythm and lots of soul. And my dad is really into blues and soul music and funk music. So I grew up listening to a lot of that. And then once my mom started going to church, we started listening to more contemporary Christian music and more gospel music. And then I actually, when I got a little older, got to play drums in the church band. So I got to play at a young age for a couple of days a week, every week,
That's
back
awesome.
To back. And
like how young?
I was probably one of four drummers at age 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
And so we kind of all rotated around and played different parts of the services. And then eventually, by the time I was 12, I think I was main service drummer by then.
Wow.
I think I'd gotten steady enough by then.
Well, a great experience in front of a crowd, too.
Yes.
And you're getting a lot of time behind the kit, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And, okay, so eventually you got to Mizzou?
Eventually I got to Mizzou, yes.
And you went there, were you actually studying, as a music major or something like that?
Yeah, I was doing music, Bachelor's of Arts in Music. Before that, I was at Mobley Area Community College, got an AA there and transferred into Mizzou. And, wow, what a crazy, awesome experience to be there at that time.
Really?
Yes, Doug Leibinger was the jazz director of jazz studies when I showed up, and Lloyd Warden, who's an amazing local drummer, pretty much a legend, was also doing his grad work there.
And this was at
MU,
or at MU.
Right when I transferred in 2008.
Okay, all right.
Or 2007, actually. And so I got to study with Lloyd and be second chair to him in the concert jazz band. So I got to sit and watch him play, and then he would let me play a couple of songs, too. So it was, and I took some private lessons from him, and I got to study with Julia Gaines while she was doing the percussion department before she transferred over to running the school. So it was just a really cool time in developing and learning all different techniques, and yeah, it was really great. I mean, I was like the worst percussionist there, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, I think we won't hear that these days. You're always about the best one in the room, I think, these days. So, and I don't think there are many people that would argue with that. What about when did you start playing local music? I think that the first time I came across you was you were playing the drums for the Stingrays, maybe.
Yeah, that was around the same time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about, back in the old days.
Back then. So when I first moved here, I worked at Cool Stuff. For Arnie Fagan.
Oh, man, and for those of you who missed out, if you're new in town, you haven't been here for, if you're in the last 5 years or so, you probably missed it, but there was a real cool place down on Broadway, real close to, just above the Peace Nook, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And it was called Cool Stuff, and really, that's pretty much all you need to know to describe the place. It was a
big
store.
A little bit of everything.
Oh,
big
man.
Big store. Lots of stuff.
All
lots
kinds
of stuff in there.
Okay.
That was 2003.
I think I saw I saw you there first.
You definitely did.
Yeah.
But 2003 was whenever I started working there. And so that's where I kind of met everybody in town. There was a guy there. His name was Will Salisbury. He had a band called the Frustrated Bachelors and needed a drummer to fill in because he had lost his drummer. And I had just started working there.
Right.
And so I was like, yeah. And that was my introduction to the Columbia music scene. I mean, he knew everybody. And then eventually I started my own band called Echelon with a few buddies.
I remember that one, too.
And the Doxies needed a drummer to fill in for Bachman used to do a camp out down in Salem.
Right.
And so, and the drummer at the time was my bass player's brother. So I was kind of connected to them.
His name was Kevin
Siebenaller.
I see.
And Mark was in my band.
Mm-hmm.
So I filled in and learned some songs for them. And that's when I met Wes Wingate and the Manis brothers and all that. Well, that morphed into the Stingrays because that was me and Wes's band. And then I was at the university and I had to, can't do this. Got to study.
Right.
So I was in the classical world for many years, for a couple years, before, starting a band with Violet and work, and somewhere in between there, I was putting out some solo records too. And so that little crash course in the scene at the time, I mean, there was a different scene than it is now. I mean, Emergency Umbrella Records was kind of making, putting out all these cool records back then. And Yeah, there was a lot of cool music.
Well, really sort of like an incubation sort of time, too,
yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff that kind of was just coming around back then that now, if you look, you know, I mean, the Hoot and Hollers at the same time, I mm-hmm. think, and a whole bunch of other folks.
Yeah, and that's why I met Ruth at the, back then, it was called the Music Cafe.
The Music Cafe.
They had an annual or a month or a weekly open mic, and that was like where everybody went on Mondays. It
right,
was a cool
and then, they,
space.
And then they sold it to, and they turned it into the Blue Fugue, and then they, yep. they there was quite a bit of good music there for a few years until mm-hmm. that place kind of spiraled under, but what do you make of the local scene these days? I tend to ask people every week about what they think, and I'm always, I mean, I wear my colors on my sleeve. I mean, I just love the local scene here, and I think it's pretty interesting, and I think it's special because I've lived in a lot of different places
right.
Where it's not as sort of vital and vibrant as it is here. What do you make of it?
I think it's grown into what I feel like when I first came, it was starting to move towards. Mm. There's a lot of good bands here that are actually from here, and they're not moving away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There is a little bit of a transience to the band scene here because, you know, young people get together when they're at school and they start a band, and then after they're done with school, they're disbanded.
They break up or whatever.
So we always have this new influx of music and energy, you know, every couple years. Mixed with bands like the Hoot and Hollers and Don't Mind Dying, that are just mainstays and this are awesome.
Right.
You know, put out great records. The Burney Sisters just hopped on the scene a year ago, and they are very sweet girls, and they've really helped to bring people together, and maybe without even realizing that they have. You know, they're friends with everybody in the scene, and April, their mom. It's really great about you know, reaching out to various people in the scene and getting advice and supporting when the girls aren't playing their own shows. Mm-hmm. You might catch them at one of your shows,
right,
you know.
Right.
So
I'm hoping to have them on the program here one of these days.
Yeah, they are great.
Are they participating in the Jane Doe?
They are. They are singing. You mentioned earlier during the break about the first aid kit.
Yeah.
And so they're singing Wolf by First Aid Kit.
Well, I think maybe we'll play that song.
We should play that
Why
one.
Don't we do that? Yeah. Okay, we've got about half an hour left here with Phil Sean Johnson in the studio. I'd like to remind everybody that the Jane Doe Review is coming up tomorrow night. What time?
8 o'clock.
When's all that get going?
Doors are at 7:30.
Okay, doors at 7:30. Music at 8, tickets and all that. How do we deal with that?
You can get them online. You can go to the Blue Note box office. You can probably get some the day of the show. I don't know what the numbers are, but get your tickets now.
Yeah, you'll save a little money if you get them before the show. Certainly, I think they add a couple dollars on if you're buying them at the door. And also, if you are going to be in Kansas City a week from now, or if you're listening to the program from Kansas City, the Jane Doe Review will also be performing there next week.
Yep, at the Record Bar.
At the Record Bar. That's mm-hmm. pretty cool. You got to, and did you say you've got a different, is there sort of a core group of musicians, and then you kind of fill out depending on if you're
right. So yeah, there's a lot of vocalists from the Kansas City area that will be singing some of the songs that the Columbia singers are singing.
Okay.
And we have, I think, a couple musicians sitting in on some songs, too.
Sounds good. All right, we will be back in just a few minutes here with Phil Sean. My name is Mike Hagan. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. And this song, again, the band is First Aid Kit.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of them before you sent me this set list last night. And I kind of listened to some of this stuff, but I like this one. This
yeah,
is called
pretty.
Wolf. And at the Jane Doe Review, it will be performed by
the Burney Sisters.
By the Burney Sisters. So you can check this out tomorrow night. All right, everybody, back in a few minutes.
Bye. Some of the funds for this program are brought to you by Ragtag Cinema, Columbia's only independent movie theater. Ragtag exhibits new release and archival films every day. Information regarding films, showtimes, and tickets can be found at ragtagcinema.org or by calling your pre-recorded showtime line at 573-443-4359.
That's right. Check it out. Ragtag Cinema just around the corner here. Always some good stuff going on over there. And good stuff going on here this morning at KOPN 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio. My guest is Phil Sean Johnson.
Hello.
Hey, Phil. And we just heard a song from a band called The First Aid Kit, and the song was called Wolf. That will be performed tomorrow night by the Burney Sisters at the Jane Doe Review. When we were off the air there, Phil and I were talking about the challenges musically, technically, with regard to putting a project together like this and playing a whole host of different songs. What's the song? Like 25, 30 songs?
Yes, I think there's 32 songs.
Okay, so 32 songs are going to be performed by a whole host of women. And tell me a little bit about the technical side. I mean, you got to learn all those songs. Some of them are clearly more difficult than others.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yeah, there's, you know, a few of the songs in the set that I know a lot of us are, you know, still thinking about and trying to make sure we got our ducks in a row for. For instance, you know, like Help Me by Joni Mitchell. If you haven't dived into that song as a musician, it's worth it. You know, there's a few, you know, I think most of it has to do with like the feel of the songs and getting the right vibe. As well as, you know, learning the parts themselves. But there's so many different types of songs in the show. I mean, you're coming from, like, Girls Just Want to Have Fun and then going into, like, Sweet Dreams. Like, you know, that's two different kind of songs, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden we're in the 70s and we've got Fleetwood Mac going on, you know? And it's like, wow. And then there's, you know, Be My Baby with the strings and the horns. And, you know, it's just a wide range of different stuff, and you know, and different songs may have more people in it, you know, or there's like Maps, the song by the Yeah,
right,
where
right,
it's just right. Guitars, drums, and vocals, you know, and so we have to make that sound just as big and strong as, you know, what is it? Feeling Good by Nina Simone, where we have the entire orchestra playing at the same time,
right?
You know,
and then I think there's another Nina Simone's, and then you've got let's see, I know there's another Nina Simone song that I saw, you know, Birds Flying High, that one.
Yeah, that's right? Feeling Good.
Is that what it
yeah.
is?
Yeah,
okay.
And that's
what
gorgeous.
A beautiful song. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I'm looking here at the list. So for people who are thinking they'd like to go to the show, you're going to hear all kinds of styles of music for sure. I'm looking at Brandi Carlile, Mavis Staples, you know, Patti Griffin, Alicia Keys, the Yeah, the Dixie Chicks, Erykah Badu.
Yes.
I mean, and the list goes on. So
yeah, can you imagine that going from Goodbye Earl into right. On and On? It's crazy.
Well,
you know,
you guys are gonna make it work.
That's right.
So technically, people get the actual music for all the songs, and then, I mean, if you're having trouble with something, does somebody say, hey, man, I'm not sure about this?
And yeah, I mean, we have a lot of message threads going. I think we have probably two different message threads, text thread as well,
right.
That we're all communicating from different, you know, places. And the cool thing is, like I said, that we have charts for, you know, horns and strings, and I feel like every section of the band has sort of a leader in it to sort of help to guide those who need help. Ina Cook, who's from the Ina Cook band.
Wow.
She's kind of helping and in charge of all the backup singers and who gets rotated into those positions. And like, they're amazing.
How much practicing did you do?
Personally, gosh, even from last year to now, I mean, hours and hours. Any chance you could get to work on the songs. I mean, in between lessons at the drum shop, I'm playing Dreams and Maps and trying to, you know, make sure I had those parts down. You know, it's a lot of songs.
And how many times did the whole group get together?
Three times.
Mm-hmm. So the great majority of the work has to be done on your own, pretty much.
Yes,
that's pretty impressive, too.
Yeah.
You have to have a commitment in order to pull that off for sure.
Yes.
What's happening down at the drum store? We should mention
Access Percussion.
Yeah, Access Percussion down there on Rogers, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or right there by Paris Road and
Worley
and Worley
and Rogers. Yeah.
And Rogers, not too far from Logboat and from Mojo's. Anyway. A local drum store, percussion store. Phil has been an active teacher there for
since 2012.
So 6 years now the store has been open.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Charlie.
It's really, really cool.
That's a great store.
Really, really cool. And Brian Kent from Don't Mind Dying also is his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And so either one of those guys are, you know, in the front and very knowledgeable. Very, you know, open to helping all drummers of all levels of development, ages. You know, I say we, but, you know, the big thing was we wanted to have a community sort of feel and be open to all drummers, young drummers who are just starting, even if you're a senior citizen who wants to learn how to play the drums.
Sure,
come
on
down.
List,
you know,
come on down.
Yeah, if it's on the list, you know, why not? You know, it's something for every drummer right there, you know, whatever it is, if you're a hand percussion or, you know, drum set or
right.
anything like that.
Right. And I think it's the only really percussion dedicated store around here. I mean, there are a number of music stores, but as far as, you know, really serious about the drums, that's the place to go.
Yes.
And the teaching facility there is really cool too. The two studio rooms you got. I don't know if there's more than that. I think the last time I was there, there were two.
Yeah, then there's five of us that teach there.
Five people teaching
rotate.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else is teaching there?
Troy Hall every now and then. Derek Inyard.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Joe Culberson.
I don't know Jimmy.
Jimmy plays in the Fried Crawdaddies.
Oh, Fried Crawdaddies, yeah.
And a few other bands. And Will Lyons.
Sure.
Teaches there as well.
Real good drummer.
Oh, Will is great. Him and I were both in the jazz band together for a while.
Really?
MU, yeah. Oh, he's such a delight.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's great.
All right, well, we've got about 20 minutes, and I want to get a little bit more music in here. So you mentioned Help Me from Joni Mitchell. So
oh, yeah.
I'm going to play that one.
I would love to hear that one.
And then we'll come back and talk with Phil a little bit more. Who's going to be performing this particular piece?
This is going to be Violet. Yeah.
Violet,
Violet's
okay.
Violet's doing Joni.
All right, so Violet Vondahar, you can hear her perform this beautiful Joni Mitchell song tomorrow night at the Jane Doe Review. And that will be, you know, I think I'm going to play the promo for the Jane Doe Review. Might as well do that right now, and then I won't have to tell you about it.
KOPN 89.5 FM announces the Jane Doe Review Female Rock Orchestra, Saturday, June 16th at the Blue Note in downtown Columbia. The show follows women's music through the decades from Aretha Franklin, Joni Mitchell, and Janis Joplin to Brandi Carlile, Sharon Jones, and the Cranberries. Performed by an all-female ensemble comprised of members from local bands such as Violet and the Undercurrents, the Royal Furs, the Meanwells, Ina Cook Band, and more. Doors for this all-ages event will open at 7:30 p.m. on June 16th. Concert is a benefit for the National Organization for Women.
All right, yeah, check that out. It's really going to be a great show, you guys, tomorrow night. So the Jane Doe Review, and in the meantime, we're going to hear a song from Joni Mitchell. This is Mike, Open Mic Radio with Phil Sean Johnson, back in a few minutes.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your out like willow of our
What a lovely song. Help
yeah.
me. Joni Mitchell. From when? Maybe 1969, 71?
Something
so.
Like that.
Oop. Almost got me there.
It's all right. I like that song too.
That's, oh yeah, Be My Baby. Well, I am pleased to have you in the studio with me today, Phil. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for inviting me.
And you're again, Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. We have the Jane Doe Review coming up tomorrow night at the Blue Note. Doors at 7:30, music 8. 30 plus or minus of the most talented women around these parts are going to be playing music and singing a whole bunch of familiar songs, and it should be a great time. I'm actually going to Chicago. I'm leaving later today. Otherwise, I would be there myself. So I'm counting on some of the crew to show up in my stead. And I hope it's a great turnout, and you guys have a great time tomorrow night.
Yeah, me too.
You're going to be singing one yourself, you told me.
Yep, I'm going to be singing one too.
What are you singing?
I am singing a Tina Turner song, Working Together.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. I remember the first time I ever heard it, it really, really touched me, you know.
When
song
did you hear
about
it?
Love. Oh, I think I was about 15.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ike and Tina did some great stuff.
They did.
Is Tina Turner still doing her thing? I'm sure she is, sort of.
She's retired, pretty much. I think that she just put out a... They just did a musical in London of her life story.
Really?
Yeah, she's enjoying, I guess, her life, you know.
Yeah, well,
I got to see her in 2008 in Kansas City.
Really?
Her last tour. Oh, it was so good.
Really?
Yeah, it was still really good.
That's one
yeah.
that I never... I would have loved to see her. I just never got a chance over the years.
Yeah.
And... it's weird who you see and who you don't over time.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean. I've seen so many bands that I'm so thrilled that I was able to see over the years, and then there's a whole bunch on a list that I really wish that I would have and didn't for some reason, or I guess
yeah.
there's just so many. You know,
there's a lot. Yeah.
Who are you liking these days? If I had to grab your iPod or your Spotify, who you listen to these days?
Oh man, I'm obsessed with this band from Canada called Land of Talk.
Land of Talk.
Yeah, it's a. Female singer-songwriter with an indie rock band just put out a record called Life After Youth that I guess it might have been in summer of 2017 last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really love her voice and her guitar playing, and she's got a great drummer, and you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to check it out.
Check it out.
Land of Talk.
It's really cool. I'll send you a link to it as well. But just really cool stuff. Really cool stuff.
What, you know, we've been talking mostly about the program, the Jane Doe Review. You also have personal projects, as well as being a teacher. Violin and the Undercurrents
mm-hmm.
are still an active band.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about the future. What do you guys have planned? Do you have shows coming up? Are you touring? Are you, tell me what's going on with
we're
the band.
We're doing all of the above, at different times, but, currently we're finishing up our latest.
Yeah.
Didn't even plan that. We're finishing up our next album release.
All right.
Yeah, we've spent the last 2 years recording. We take a weekend here and there and go into the Mansion Studio with Bruce Barkaloo and work on a couple songs at a time.
Is that where you do most of your recording?
Yeah, yeah. We did do our Nashville sessions release that was recorded mostly in Nashville at the Tracking Room, but we brought it back to Mansion Studio to finish it. During that process, we all just fell in love with the space. I mean, I've been recording there for years, but Violet had never tracked there, and mm-hmm. Linda and Lizzie had never tracked there.
Linda and Lizzie being the other two members of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Linda plays bass. Right.
And Lizzie plays lead guitar, and they're both in the Jane Doe Review.
Okay.
So we just really felt great working there and, you know, comfortable enough to perform, you know, via recording. And Bruce has been just an amazing engineer, friend, and just producer as well. You know, he helped with a lot of talk, me, you know, Violet and I talking about parts, and, you know, he threw his ideas in there. And so we really hope that everyone enjoys it. Came up with an album that we think is pretty special.
Great. We're looking forward to hearing it. Yeah. When is the release of that record?
We haven't set a date. We're doing it a little different than we've done in the past. We're going to finish it first. We may even send it off for copies, and then we'll let you know when it's done.
Has it been titled?
It's called The Captain.
The Captain.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Violet and the Undercurrents, their new record called The Captain, will be out when we decide to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're touring this summer?
We're actually taking the summer off due to the Jane Doe Review shows.
Right.
And Violet and I will be going up to Madison, Wisconsin to participate in the National Women's Music Festival.
Cool.
So we'll be doing that in July. And then we have our annual summer music camp for kids in July.
Awesome, which you do every year.
Every year. This is the seventh year that we've done it.
So cool.
And so that's the third week. And if you're a youngster out there who hasn't been in a band before and isn't already signed up, find us online and let us know if you are interested. We need guitar players and piano players.
And really listen up, kids out there, and parents, if you're listening and you have children who are interested in music or already aspiring musicians, man, this camp that Phil has put together is awesome. And like she mentioned, it's been going on now for seven. This will be the seventh or eighth year. And why don't you give a little bit more detail about that and where they can find information?
Yeah, so compasscolumbia.org is where you can find information about camp, as well as facebook.com/compassmusiccamp. And
so Compass is the one that is a local organization, by the way. So Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, Columbia.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, so the band camp will be awesome. How many people you got signed up?
Right now we have about 20.
Awesome.
And we need about 10 more.
Okay.
Fill it out.
And what's the nature of the camp?
So the campers show up in the morning, and they go through a variety of different workshops and classes.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the afternoon, they get to be in their bands, and they get to write songs and come up with a show to present on stage in front of their peers and family. And it's always a great show, man.
So they take the week and they learn and they practice and at the end of the week they perform for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, I love that we get to have a whole batch of songs and a new energy kind of put into the scene for one week and one day, and then they get to take their recordings and live with them forever. But it's such a great experience to hear that fresh, brand new music that, you know, hasn't even been thought of yet. Like, you know, we're talking about these kids, but they haven't even written the songs yet. It's pretty cool.
Amazing. Where's that being held?
Columbia Independent School.
Okay.
And the location of the concert is TBA. We haven't quite got that booked yet, but we will soon.
Okay. I also want to mention that the Jane Doe Review is a benefit for the National Organization of Women, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And the one, I think, next weekend has a different benefactor?
Yeah, it's Planned Parenthood Great Plains.
Okay. All right, so lots going on.
Lots going on.
How did you and Violet get the other two girls in the band? I remember originally the band has changed a little bit over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Tell me about the kind of evolution.
So the band started with me, Ruth Acuff, and Violet in 2011.
Ruth was here a couple weeks ago. Her and Jeff came in.
Oh, cool. Ruth's awesome.
Yes.
And Jeff is just wonderful.
Oh, man, they're both super skilled.
And then eventually. Caitlin Lucan on cello and Carly Allen on bass joined.
Right.
And that was somewhere around 2013. And then Linda joined the band in 2014. And then 2016, I believe, is when Lizzie joined the band. So it's been evolving into what it is now. And the four of us just have so much fun playing music together. It's finally the band that it should have been.
Well, sometimes it takes a while to get the pieces all kind of worked out the right way.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you're having a lot of success. I hear, you know, you just hear the name Violet and the Undercurrents often enough that you know that people are out there listening and enjoying the music. Tell me a little bit about songwriting. As a band, do you write together? Do people bring stuff independently to the group and then you kind of work stuff out together, or is it a combination of things?
Violet writes the songs.
Violet does the great majority of the songwriting?
Yeah, she will, you know, have a guitar part and vocals already kind of ready to go, and then she'll present that stuff to the band. And then from there, we'll kind of pick it apart and add to it and create it from there, you know, as far as our parts and things like that. And then on the record that we're just getting ready to put out, hopefully in the next, I don't know, year or so. In the studio, I did a lot of producing and arranging and changing a lot of stuff around and adding stuff with the help of Violet and Bruce, his input as well. Just to help with the dynamics and adding in layers and fun stuff like that. But for the most part, she has the lyrics and the melody and the chord structure fairly already done. And then from there, you know, we
just... Is she sort of prolific? It seems like she writes a lot.
She writes all the time. You know, I'm just very happy that I get to sort of cherry pick, you know, from this huge... batch of songs that she has, you know. I found a list because we just currently moved from Wooldridge, Missouri back to Columbia.
Oh, cool.
And in the process, you know, you find all the things that you don't really remember that are stuffed away. And I found a list of The Captain. It may even have a different name at the time, but different songs that we were going to potentially put on it. I promise you, man, there's like 10 songs on that list that we don't even know, that we haven't even talked about, played, or anything in a long time. And so it ended up being a whole different batch of songs. But it's pretty cool that, you know, she just continually is inspired and writes different things. And like I said, I'm just happy that, you know, I'm around. So I'm like, oh, that's a good one. Let's do that. Oh, that's a great one. Oh, yeah. And just kind of pick out of this list of songs she's got. So.
What's inspiring the band these days? Are you guys socially concerned about, I mean, obviously you do your part a lot lyrically in the songs. But, you know, I mean, is there anything on your mind you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot going on, as you just said, you know, in the world. And I think that, you know, all I'd like to say is that we just need to communicate as a community more and be mindful that just because we have different goals in life and views on things, that we don't have common ground as well.
For sure.
You know, we need to be more open to just, you know, listening to each other and making sure that, you know, there are certain, you know, parts in our community that need help more than others. And I think that we need to come together and make sure that, you know, our children are taken care of educationally, health-wise, food-wise, all of the above, and our seniors and our veterans. Like, you know, those to me are kind of no-brainers. Mm-hmm. That we shouldn't have to argue about taking care of, you know, people in need.
That's,
you
right.
know, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree, and kind words. I appreciate that. And you guys are doing your part. You know, one thing that I've always thought is art in general, whether it's music, mm-hmm. whether it's painting, whether it's sculpture, whether you're doing poetry, that art is a breakthrough of some of those those walls that we put up. And so I like seeing art being pushed to the pedal, to the metal, and there's a lot of that going on around here.
Simone said that your art needs to reflect the times, and if you're not doing that, you're not doing your job, you know?
Well, all right, so that's our job out there, people, this weekend. If you're not going to make some art, go out and support some.
That's right.
And try to get off to see Phil and the gang at the Jane Doe Review tomorrow night at the Blue Note. One more time, 7:30 doors.
Yep.
8:00 the show starts, and tickets available at the Blue Note. You can also go on Facebook. It's very easy to find stuff these days. So just go out and make that happen.
Yeah.
And we hope that everybody gets out and enjoys that show. Phil, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming down.
Yeah.
We'll do it again. One of these days we'll have you and the band come down and we can
play
some live music, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, we are going to do that. And in the meantime, I'm going to play one more song called Working Together by Ike and Tina Turner.
Woo!
And I will say that this has been Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Catch me next week. My guest will be Tim Carey.
Awesome.
Yeah, Tim's a good friend of mine, a great songwriter,
yep.
The front man, lead singer, guitar player for the Ridge Runners, but a real good sort of singer-songwriter in his own right. So anyway, come back and hear us next week, and catch the Jane Doe Review tomorrow night. It's been Mike on Open Mic Radio. You've been listening to it on KOPN Columbia. It's been a thrill, and talk to you next week.
together we can make a change. Working together we can help better things. Let us put our hate aside and let us let love be our guide. Let's not try to love for change. Try to love for change. People disliking together we can help.